This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, December 12th. God's word to you today is take position. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah 29 verse 11, and it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." The first Christmas was when Jesus was born physically on earth. Now, if you examine the first Christmas, you will realize that it is not like Christmas today, in the sense that not many people knew about it. Just very few people celebrated the first Christmas and were blessed. Even today, while many people celebrate Christmas, the truth is not everybody that celebrates Christmas is blessed in this season. Over the next few days, we'll be looking at getting into the position for blessing this Christmas. You and I need to get positioned, and we need to get our families positioned for blessing this Christmas. The first Christmas, just a few people were positioned. What did they do? They were just blessable, and that is why they got blessed. They were rightly positioned, so they got blessed. We'll be looking at four categories of people that participated in the first Christmas and learn from them so that we can position ourselves for heaven's attention this Christmas. The four categories of people were those who cooperated with God, those who celebrated the things God would do, those who contemplated, and those who were dedicated. Joseph cooperated with God. The shepherds celebrated the things God would do. Mary contemplated, and the Magi, the three wise men, dedicated. Joseph cooperated, the shepherds celebrated, Mary contemplated, and the three wise men dedicated. Joseph cooperated. When we study the story of Joseph's life, he had a girl that he wanted to marry. She was betrothed to him, and in their culture, it meant they were actually married. He would have to divorce her, even though they had not consummated the marriage. They were considered married. Then Mary went to Joseph and told him she was pregnant. Every time I teach about this story, I always say, try and put yourself in Joseph's position. You are Joseph and you have a girl you intend to get married to. Out of reverence for God and obedience to his will, you decide not to get intimate with her before marriage. Then one day, she tells you that she's pregnant. How would you feel? Joseph was confused. Naturally, Joseph said, "Whose is it? Who did you cheat on me with?" And Mary said, "Joseph, you would not believe it. The Holy Ghost overshadowed me and I got pregnant. If you would have believed, I salute you." This was Joseph's predicament. Joseph did not believe her, but he was a good man and he wanted to put her away quietly. Please read Matthew 1 verses 19 to 24. Joseph cooperated with God. The question is, are you cooperating with God and with his plans for you? Are you coming up with your own plans for your life? Joseph had his plans. God had his plans. God said to Joseph, "This is me. This is my plan." And Joseph cooperated. For you to be positioned for blessing this Christmas, like Joseph, you have to cooperate with God's plans. Let us pray. Father, I bring my plans and I lay them down before you. I accept your plans for my life and ask for the grace to cooperate with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.